Yes, top of the night to you all. It's another Sunday night, and I'm coming to you from the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And this is your host for tonight, the diva, the top shelf diva, Sister Cecile. Yes, and tonight, very, very, very interesting. So if you're not do it already, as I always say, run, go call your sister, your brother, your uncle, your auntie, your mother, your father, and una draw the long bench. Yes, the same long bench you want to sit on pan every night and talk the things them. Yes, so tonight we're going to be talking a whole heap of things. And guess what? When we don't talk, someone can't sleep, you know? After we don't talk, someone not going to be able to sleep at all tonight, because we're going to be talking about Duppy. Duppy in a Jamaica, Duppies with notoriety, and all them things. Yes. So as me say, I'm going to draw a long bench, no? And someone didn't have no chocolate tea, but hey, in the days, we used to drink the chocolate tea. So if I even look up, what you call it, ginger tea, then you know, this fantastic packet of ginger, so to speak. Yes, go get your tea and sit down for your long bench and make we talk the things them now. So tonight we're going to be talking about Duppy in a Jamaica. Duppy. So tell me now, what or who is a Duppy? No, a Duppy or Duppy is a word of African descent. And the word is commonly used in different Caribbean islands, including Jamaica and Barbados. Now, much of the Jamaican folklore is centered around Duppy or Duppies. And it is said that Duppy is a spirit or ghost. Oh my gosh, there are good Duppies and bad Duppies. Them are the Duppy will blow a good breeze span you and give you good dreams. You win lotto and win pick five and pick three and all of them sitting thing there. Yes, the Duppy will blow a good breeze span you. And the bad Duppy them now are the one where they set pan you through obia or witchcraft. Duppies are said to manifest themselves in forms of animals are in the forms of the same dead person. Then come in a Duppy bat, Duppy dog, Duppy cow, and not to mention the Duppy cow there, no, they still get the rolling calf them from. Now, some Duppies have gained notoriety, like Kopi Duppy. No founder supposed to remember the Kopi Duppy story there, no, because that Duppy then are going wicked in a Jamaica, a fling stone left, right, and center. Then there was a three-wheel coffin driving around in the island with two junkers on the top asking for a Mr. Brown. Now, I'll know, me don't know if they find Mr. Brown, you know, because Bob Marley did get in upon the action too. When Bob Marley captured this incident in a song, which he called Hysteria, when he sang about that clown, Mr. Brown. Who is Mr. Brown? I want to know. He is nowhere to be found, from Sligoville to Mandeville, upsetting the town, while down in a parade, people running like masquerade. Town, crows, chauffeur driven around. Yes, that was Bob Marley's song, Hysteria. So, yeah, join me now. Come on. And make we talk the things them about the Mr. Brown. The Mr. Brown. I know me none of them find Mr. Brown. No. Duppy, how to ward off Duppy, you know, how to ward off Duppy, we're going to talk about that tonight. And what happen when you see Duppy and your head reels and cold sweat start wash you? We're going to be talking about Kendall crash. Who remember the first of September 1957, when 1,600 passengers left Kingston on an excursion? Them never return. The return trip never happened. Yeah. And as I talk about Mr. Brown and the coffin, and Mr. John Cruz and the coffin asking for Mr. Brown. Yeah. And then we have the tales of the Bagua Gorge. Lord have mercy. The one that take the cake, the Bagua Gorge, because it's like almost every week somebody drone right a flat bridge there. It's like every week them say the spot haunted. And guess what? Me believe that. I believe that to be true, because me don't know what could have caused people to go over the bridge like that. I don't know what could be causing that. But it happens. And we don't know if Dopey is real or Dopey is fake. So tonight I would like my listeners, you know, to come on and tell me them Dopey story. Tell me your Dopey story. Tell me if Dopey real. Tell me if you ever see Dopey. What happened when you see Dopey? And all them things. Because I know that when I was growing up and the Dopey story, them attack at night time. And when you hear the Dopey story, them, you know, you never wash your foot yet. You're not going to wash no foot again because guess what? You no one go wash foot because you're afraid. You're afraid. You're afraid of Dopey. We're going to talk about Dopey. So, first of all, let us look at, as I say, who is a Dopey? Now, when people die, you know, when people die, they say you turn Dopey. You turn Dopey. You raise on the third day. And I think they say the third day, you know, so you're dead. And then they have the nine night and the singing for the nine night when the dead raise upon the nine night. At the night, the time the dead, the spirit raise, the Dopey raise. And sometimes when the Dopey raise, then Dopey raise viciously, you know, because them say if the person die a terrible death, then they might come back really, 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 really wicked. Yeah, we don't know how true that is, but, yeah, man. So, when them say, when you go on nine night, you know, when you go on nine night, and there are certain things that you do when you're coming back from a nine night, or you're coming from set up, you walk back way if you go in your house because you don't want the Dopey follow you go in there. You want the Dopey see your face as if you're coming towards him or it. You don't want the Dopey see your back because the minute the Dopey see your back, the Dopey know you're going away from it. So you're going into your house. So you want to turn your face to the Dopey, make it look like, say, you're going somewhere and trick the Dopey. I don't know how true that is, you know. But I saw them say. So, And you if you want to see Dopey, then say, if you wash your face with rice water. And you will see Dopey over and over and over and over and over. Now, I can't see Dopey, you know. I can't see Dopey, but I have felt something. Me feel something. And I might not be able to see. So, Ed, Dopey without this, Dopey in a long white frock, Dopey a run, Dopey a float in a ear, all kind of ways you see Dopey. But hear this now. Be it real, or be it just, you know, a manifestation. A lot of people say them see it and you can't blame them because them say, them see Dopey, right? Them see Dopey. And first of all, we're going to talk about the Kopi Dopey. The Kopi Dopey in 1970 in Font Hill, a place called Font Hill, St. Thomas. You have a Dopey named Kopi, and that Dopey, they used to fling stone pan everybody. Used to fling stone pan people house stop. If you go look pan him, because people fast, you know. And even though you then saw Dopey, people fast and gone the same way. And the Dopey would have fling stone pan them. Fling stone pan them. Stone pan your house stop at night time. Yes. That was the Kopi Dopey. So Kopi Dopey are one of the famous Dopey in a Jamaican. If you don't know about Kopi Dopey, you are not Jamaican. Because that was around the 1970s in St. Thomas. Now St. Thomas is a place where they say, holy pa Dopey there. Because I remember growing up and they used to say, if you ever go live at St. Thomas, all people like fast people, then can't go live at St. Thomas because guess what? They done turned their mouth back at them. They would have told you more back at you because, say, you're fast. your fast. So they say, holy pa obia and all kind of sitting that St. Thomas. So people from St. Thomas know them. When them fi cope it up here, Flingstone, then get up, gone, they gone, gone fast, you know. And of course, this dopey Flingstone off of them. Flingstone off of them. Now, cope it up, it was said that wasn't a good dopey. As I said before, you have a good dopey and you have bad dopey. Then say the good dopey, again, are the ones who give you a good dream and then blow a good breeze by you. And let's say your husband dead and your husband blow a good breeze by you. You start look fat and blooming and fresh and nice. And if it's like a parent die leave a child, the child start look nice and fat and you say, yes man, his mother could blow a good breeze for him, or his father could blow a good breeze for him. So then say good doppy, blow a good breeze, and they will give you a dream, you know, and tell you when things are gonna happen. Some people are say doppy then doppy. Good doppy give them dream and they all win a lot of any number them with them play. Would I like a good doppy dream, you know, and give me the latter number them too? Yes, would I like a good doppy dream? So, the bad doppy now, the bad doppy are the one where they set pan you. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I mean, in a Jamaica, especially the rural areas in Jamaica, where, you know, you have people say they have obia and witchcraft and, you know, they work science again. Kuba kaba science again. Yeah, them a work science by you and then say dopey by you. And trust me, sometimes you won't believe them things, you know, because when they say dopey upon the person mag out, the person are mad, the person in their right mind. Dopey then said by them, and sometimes they say dopey said by them, say dopey kill them. All, you know, then we say, and a bad dopey, suppose your husband dead, you know, you have to all wear red panty. You know, and they say when your husband dead, you feel cut off some of the ear off of your pubic ear and put it in your back to have sex with you. Me no know true this is, you know, because me ear say people, it happened to people, say their husband or their wife come back and have sex with them. Yes, me no know how true it is, but me ear saw. Same, so me ear it. No. As I talk about notorious doppies, then there was the doppy who was going around on the casket, going around all around Jamaica on the three-wheel coffin. I drive round, I ask Mr. Brown. Me no know if you find Mr. Brown yet. Me no know. I have never seen it. I heard that it was in Kingston, it was in Spanish Town, and it drive up on Walks Road. But that was in the I think it's in the 60s that. In the 60s. When you have that, then you have one doppy named Bugsy. Bugsy Doppy. Bugsy. Bugsy Doppy me here say him come from Oak Bay, Portland, and him did love play domino. So you see all them domino table at night time and them man a play domino. Bugsy present himself, and sure enough him was playing domino too. And at night time, no domino too, your man stop play domino because they're afraid of this Bugsy Doppy, because him love domino. So he show up himself and play domino all the time. So hear this now. I want you to call me and tell me who is a doppy conqueror, because we hear that at Jamaica. If you're a doppy conqueror, so I want to know who is a doppy conqueror. So the number to call into the show is 661-467-2407. And on your keypad, press 1 to interact with me. All right? So this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And this is what we do. We're passing on the whole heap of information tonight. So I saw the thing set. So for those who are just coming on, I was talking about notorious doppies like Kopi Doppy, 1970. A place called Font Hill, St. Thomas. That is where this Kopi Doppy was. And the doppy of them the same day. Bad, you know, kind of Flingstone off of everybody. Everybody who pass or everybody who gone fast. Hope it up is Flingstone after them. Yeah. So, as I say now, there are some things that people say they used to ward off doppy. one of the things they did to ward off Duppy, so I heard, is that when you're coming from set up our night night, you walk back where you're going to your house, because you do not want that Duppy to follow you going to your house. No, you don't want the Duppy to follow you. Or then say when you see Duppy, you have to put salt in your mouth. And if you pine pan grieve, you have to bite your 10 fingers and put them behind your back. Yes. A wallipa sitting then say, wallipa sitting, wallipa sitting. And quite a few of us who are on my switchboard right now know about the flat bridge. Flat bridge. May I tell you, that place is terrible. That place is bad. Because almost every week, somebody join a flat bridge. And why them go over there, I don't know. Because if you're driving, me don't know, something must have pushed them off over there. Or something must have dragged them off. Not dragged them off over there. But in Clinton Black's book, Tales of Old Jamaica, where he records the story of 24 steers, mean 24 big ass, them big trunk ass there, and six screaming slaves who were dragged under the water at the spot. You know, they say there's a golden table that comes up out of the water sometimes at 12 o'clock midday. And it's the Rio Cobre River in St. Catherine, where when it's called the Rio Cobre or Copper River, because when the river is in spate, the water look like copper wire. So that is where it got the name from. And the flat bridge is that river that goes over, that like a narrow bridge that will go over the river. And I don't know how so many persons have died at that bridge. So many persons have died at that bridge. And they say the bridge is haunted. And the bridge, at 12 o'clock, sometimes midday, 12 midday, there's a golden table that rises out of the water. And this was the golden table that these slaves were going after, because they were directed by their master, their plantation owner, to go get this golden table. So sure enough, they went to get the golden table with, as the story records, 24 steers and six screaming slaves were dragged under the water at the spot where they were told to harness this legendary golden table. Their slave master, their plantation owner, tell them to go catch the table, the golden table. So I see a hand, and I'm going to find out what this person wants. I know the person, but I want to know what the person wants.
Well, I'll put over your golden table.
All right. You know, so you can't, hear me. You can't go straight down a flat bridge there, so. All right, there's the golden table. And welcome, Dr. Ebb. Welcome, Dr. Ebb, to the show.
Thank you so much. I want to bring you to task a little bit. I've been listening to you, and of course, over my birthday celebration of 2 weeks. So I had no intention of doing any work. So I was out, and I hear your critique. So don't think I didn't hear you.
You know, me never said nothing bad about you. My listeners can attest to that. I never said anything bad about her. All I said about her were good things, good, pure good things. So, I mean, I know you know me say nothing bad about you. Pure good things me say about you. But Dr. Eva, you know, we're talking about you know Duppy in Jamaica. I mean, also you know some of them Duppy story that you know. And like I was telling my listeners, if the Duppy story start talking night time and you don't wash your foot yet, you're not wash your foot again. You're not going outside again. No. You're afraid like yai. You're afraid. And we specialized in telling, you know, Duppy story, especially a moonshine night.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking about...
You know, one of the amazing things, though, in Jamaica... And living in the United States, when growing up in Jamaica, And people say it's night here, and I don't know, especially if some American who is not living into these urban areas understand what it is to have darkness. Because if you're in like New York City or in the metropolitan city, you really would not understand what it is to really have darkness. And I think with the darkness came a lot of things. Some of them, some people may believe in the dotting, but because we never encounter with any of them, only hear about, I'm not too sure myself. But when you're in Jamaica and you have real darkness, especially if you live in another country, I think some of these, living out of bush, it is that you have a lot of things that could create this illusion. Trees blowing, banana trees falling, every little thing in our mind, one banana leaf will fall down, because especially, I don't know if you know, you have a banana tree in a yard and the leaf, of course, those people who don't own banana leaf, if you're American or you're a town person, when the banana leaf fall and fall down, it makes a kind of crying like a sound, because yes, there's a lot of weight coming down. Exactly, creek. Thank you. And even that is a signal for us that somebody has died, just a banana leaf doing its thing. And a lot of things that in Jamaica, we have a symbol for everything. Everything kind of means something. We put some kind of attachment to it. We put some kind of and I love this thing is because I think we don't understand certain things. Some in some aspect of the society, when you don't understand certain things, then they have this illusion, this spiritual, this unknown stuff that we kind of create stories around it. And I think a lot of it, some of them might just be true. Seen a drunk crow flying over the village, and all the time I've ever seen that, say somebody's going to die. And I think really, that is not a spiritual myth or so, but I think now on a scientific level is that the crows are meant to smell death. And they kind of swarm around when they see that, because there is dead meat in some. And I think dead animal or dead people, I think it's the same to them, the same stench. And for real, every time you see a swarm of crow, drunk crow, as we call them, a buzzard, they're called here buzzard, the real name, come around, there's always somebody is going to pass or something. Or my father would say, something dead about the place when you see them around, because they know it. So certain little things, there is an explanation to it. It's not always the mystic thing. And I think a lot of the things, especially in the country, when you don't understand it, it is put to a more mystical meaning, and therefore you have this kind of creepy thing of the ghosts. And I'm not saying that, you know, for some people who see them they don't exist, but for me, I've never seen one. But I'm still afraid.
Yes, you're right on that, because I have never seen a ghost, but I have seen in my sleep. I tell this story, and I've told this story over and over and over. I had gone to live in a house off the Sligoville Road, Kensington Crossing. One of my listeners know exactly where I'm talking. And this little house, it overhangs on a ledge where you could look directly over into Kingston. You could see as far as the ocean, where the ocean meets, where the river meets the ocean. And I never knew that house was considered a haunted house, but I just needed some place to live. But when I moved into the house, there were a lot of persons there with me. Like my sister was there. People would come and visit, and I wasn't afraid because you know, people were there. But there came a time when everybody left. The flavor of wear off, and me alone, me and the two girls were left there. And so afraid, because at nighttime, it's like the roof will be being at about 2 o'clock in the morning, like the roof will be coming off. You just hear the zinc, they might tear off. I'm afraid bad. So what I used to do, I used to go... in the evenings, I wouldn't come home. I would just go to my mother. I used to teach at Mountmoreland Primary then. I used to go to my mother and stay there with my daughters and send them off to school in the morning, and then I'd come up and get ready for school. And I came up one morning, and I was laying down all the way dressed in up for school, and my shoes and everything. And I lay down back in the bed, and I fell into a doze. And I hear, like, the door creaked. And when I looked in my dream, this is in my sleep, when I looked to the door, I saw a short, light-skinned man, and he was wearing a felt hat. And in my dream, I'm like, what are you doing here? And the man said to me, what are you afraid of? Just like that, what are you afraid of? And I calmed down and I said to him, me no know, but me just afraid. I'm just afraid. Me just afraid. And the man said to me, no, man. Not afraid, man. Not afraid. I'm going to take care of you. And I tell you something, from that very, very morning, I never went back to see at my mother's house. I never went back to sleep there, see a home, and I was okay. Until one night, my sister came to sleep with us there. And she got up in the morning and was going into the bathroom. And when she went into the bathroom, she never told me this until long after, because she knows I'm afraid. So long after she told me that, you know, with the morning when she came to stay with us, when she was going into the bathroom, there was this man, this short brown man, like racing her to get into the bathroom. But then one night I was laying down in bed, and it's like I felt like waves, you know, like when you're on the sea and the wave rolling underneath the bed. And I'm like, what is going on? And I woke up, and the shaking stopped, the movement stopped. And just as the movement stopped, I started like moving around in the bed to see if I was doing it, if it was the movement was coming from me. But it wasn't the same movement it was giving me. And then, as you know, as soon as I stopped moving, you know, like when somebody coming on the bed, you know, they depressed the front of the bed. And I felt the front of the bed sank down. And then I felt like a cloth material drying over me. And all this time, I can't say anything. I can't talk. I can't talk at all. And the thing went beside and laid on and stretched out alongside beside me. And sure enough, me can't talk. I'm trying to like say the Our Father prayer. Nothing coming out. And just as all the thing crawled over me, the thing crawled back over me. And when the thing apparently went through the door, then before I could open my eyes and realize that something had happened. And then, you know, I started, like, moving around again and, like, stretching out my arms and legs and, like, filling up the bed with my body. And it's like something go back in the same position you were in. And I was surprised when I woke up in the morning, my nephew came in the room and said, Auntie, me see a man come out of your room last night. Me see a dopey man come out of your room last night. And a couple of other things, you know, I encountered there, a couple of other things. And it was not until a few months ago I was talking to somebody who, I see a hand up, hold on a minute. The person said to me, if I know who lived in that house, I never know who lived in that house. And the person was, this, believe me, me get freed all over again, and it passed long time.
Wow.
Let me open the line for this person. 305-308. Go ahead, Carla.
A dopey story night.
Yes, man. Yeah. A dopey story night. Yes.
me have my dopey story to some of the time there.
Yeah. All right, sir. So tell me, see a dopey story then, now.
Listen to me, man. I come to this country and I rent this place from this lady, a 3-bedroom house. And it's like whenever I go home and I'm sleeping, it's like I always see like somebody coming out of bed with me. I'm
wow.
gonna say, oh, you know, I wanna go on here. Can you catch me when the bed sink down?
Ah.
I mean, now I'm not feeling mine. I'm gonna start sometime in the catch sleep and then I wake up and I can't get up and I fight to get out of the sleep.
Ah.
I mean, I say, no, man. I'm conscious, you know, because like, I did it, I mean, like, my eyes them open, I mean, like, I can't move, I can't get up, I can't do nothing, and I can't say, and the Lord is my separate prayer, our Father prayer, in my mind. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, I feel free after that, right? Till the next time, this lady, now, to that little girl. So we used to have an entry section for the house, so we used to go on there and do my little workout and things like that. So when they come in now, even before that, me used to, like, there's a part for going in my bedroom, at the closet part. Me used to, like, me walk past there, so sometimes I may have this tense smell, this stinking smell. And I'm going to say,
wow.
What is the smell here? Yeah. You know? And it just was normal. And then we'll go and come back and it's gone. Then sometimes the smell with it, and it's like sometimes, you know, when I'm a person, I scratch them beard. It's like me, I pass me like an old man, like a scratching beard, like. I'm going to say, when the past side I go out
there. You may have made a raise in it. You may have made a raise.
So, me, every person, like, I scratch him beard sometimes. I'm going to say, where I go out there. So, me now feel no man. I've been there for years till when this lady and her daughter movie now. The lady said to me, say, her daughter, you know, said, up in the house. I'm going to say, what are you talking about? She said, yeah, my daughter, so I'm an old man in the house. I'm going to say, back to me, like, maybe since that, crawling on me, say, no, me, I believe when me, you know, when me,
yeah.
I feel all this time, or when me, I hear, you know, see, I'm going to say, back foot, or what is for me, you know. So one day, I'm going to go work, I'm going to come in, but at the night, you know, I'm coming, I'm going to say, boom, and turn on the light in my room. It's like, my bed's full of ants, was like, you know, like if you lay down on the ants, they're going to spam out around your body.
Yeah.
The bed was full of ants. I mean, one going out the kitchen for me aunt thing there for me sprayer. I'll come back in my bedroom. You know, ants. I mean, I said, not that. I mean,
oh,
what the fuck?
Wow.
I swear to God, everything was gone. I said, no, man. This convinced me. No, said, don't be there. So, I start looking at
yeah.
me.
Oh.
Yeah, man. So, I did it for a little while after, you know, I sleep with me, buy from my bed and all that something there. I mean, leave it at that. You know, see, just. And you see a while me still I get this ear, the man has scratching a little beard and all of them. So I'm talking to the lady and I say, yeah man, stop me in there with you, man. You know, see, so she move out and me end up move out after. So
wow.
I can attest to where I said about the man, the little short man, the inner
yeah,
house, the little brown man.
For real. I tell you. So Dr. Evans, you said, don't be that far into.
Well, you know, I mean, my wonderful friend, Gary, my brother, who I'd like to be
yes,
like,
yes.
And he's still on trophy. One of these days, I'm aiming to be like him. So bless himself, brother Gary. listen to me. I always think, say, I'm firing up in the dinner because they have wall heap of light, and I'm afraid of the light. So when you're talking about Duffy... It is so strange because I think Duffy only like darkness and them.
I don't
know
make a country them.
Yeah, but yes. So you're saying there now. So all of this thing, you could hear them, but you never see them. You only can hear them there. But the other lady could have
seen. Is the closest I've seen, I'll say, when I saw the ants on the bed, the ants end up farming a human farm life. That's
wow.
what I saw when I went in the room. And I was like, me lift up the sheet, me come up with the spray, me lift up the sheet, me look everywhere, me say, what the ants
thank God.
Oh my gosh.
So I said to myself, they come like the person was laying in the bed.
Yeah, man,
and then as soon as I came in, the person just got up and left.
Instinct, man, instinct.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, the smell,
man,
all the time.
You know,
sometimes I just see him like a spot there.
Yeah, you know, definitely some of them, I mean, back in the Jamaica, some of them duppy are bright, you know. Some of them duppy are bright because I remember my father telling us about you know, Kendall Crash, and Kendall Crash of 1957, where they say 175 passengers were killed coming from an excursion. And Daddy would tell us that people, you know, a lot of people in Jamaica experience it with
mm-hmm.
killed in the crash, and they would take a taxi and go home, and you know, the person would say, hold on, I'm going for the money to come and pay you. And there was this one particular story where Daddy told us that the girl went into the house to come back to pay the taxi driver, and when the taxi driver stayed out there for a while and can't see her come back and knock on the zinc fence, and a man came out and asked him what happened, and the man said, I'm just bring home a young lady a while ago, and she said she gone for the money, and the man said, you know that I'm a daughter and she died in a Kendall crash, and the man went for the money and paid the taxi driver.
Oh,
because he did bring,
you know, me hear that story,
he
similar to it, the same story there. I come, it's a Spanish town thing.
Yes. The trip was out of West Kingston. It's a Roman Catholic church. I never forget, my parents always tell us about the Roman Catholic, St. Anne's Roman Catholic Church in West Kingston. They had the excursion. And when they reached Kendall in Manchester, the train developed brake problem, and they said they had three blasts. You know, when the train gives three blasts, it was like it's telling you that something is wrong, and the train just you know, buckled, the brake fail, and it just drop off the line, and it buckled, and it just rolled on the hillside, and you know, 177, and a lot of stories are told about persons who were in Kendall crash. People go home, people see them, you know. I don't know how true this is, because as I say, I've never seen it personally, but I have my sister who sometimes you walk in, and my sister, and she'd drag you, she'll pull you, like yank you to her, or yank you, like you walk, and then she say, you know, see, I go walk up in a man. And you're like,
wow. I was home one day, right, before my grandma passed away, and this lady used to look about my grandmother. And I was there talking about the lady. And it's like, when I look, I see this person full red and a nice red at a walk. I come, so I said to my sister, she right away, she said, the lady, I'm not talking about where I talk something about her, you know, because she's my grandmother. And I say, mm-hmm. me turn, and I look, and I say, how I come here? Nobody say nothing more. And I shut my mouth. Sit down there. When I look, I can't see how I come. What's the one on there? But I know I see her a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm look good, and all to this day, me I look and can't see the lady in the red outfit coming to the door for coming out of the house.
So she had died? She had died?
No, that lady, the lady that I saw that I was coming, she was still alive. She's still alive.
Oh, my God.
And I just, so it's like an image of her was walking, a spirit of her was just walking in the house, coming from wherever, church or something.
This thing is a serious thing. It's not the business in Jamaica and elsewhere.
First of all, for wonder, man, you have the wandering spirit around, man.
It's not just Jamaica alone, because I have encountered people from other Caribbean islands who have spoken about Dopey. And as me say, you have good dopey and you have bad dopey. You have a dopey, good dopey where blow good breeze for you. And some people say make a win a lotto. And, you know, then give you a good dream. And if your mother or your father dead, them a blow good breeze for you. You're just a prosper. You're just fat and look nice. And then you have a bad dopey, you know, where they step for you to OBR. They work science for you. And the dopey, they mad to kill you. And I have known, personally known of situations. This woman was sick. She's sick. And the woman, them said, them set a coolie duffy pan her. Because they said, coolie duffy, I wicked it. And
they
said, they set the coolie duffy pan her. And people say, when they go into the woman room, the coolie duffy turn up in the man, turn up in the corner with the hands full. And the woman sick, sick until she dead. Yeah. It's not going to work. And our people, you know, you have them people, revival people, then go and them a chant and then sitting there cool it up in our go. No one turn up in the man turn up in their corner. People who can't sit up when them go, they then see him turn up in their corner. Yeah. You know, like growing up, you know, in a Jamaica, you find, say, at night time, if you have throat water, you say, excuse me, family, you know, and when you got toilet, you know, pick that in here, you knock on the door, bam, 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 and you just alert, alert the doppy, say, you know, hey, me, come, because the doppy I use. I remember again when I was in college, this girl, she told me that one time when her granny dead, and she said she got toilet, and when she got toilet, she see her granny sit down for the toilet, sit down, and she said, she had not toilet for a granny no move from her. It's like a granny said to her, say, you know, see me.
They're stubborn granny there.
You know, see me. Yeah, man, this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and this is the Knowledge Station, and I have another hand up, so go ahead, Auntie Martella.
Good night, and you are listening to Duffy Story.
Auntie Martella. I woke up tonight.
I listen to
Duffy
Story.
Yes.
So, Auntie Martella, what is your dopey story? You're supposed to have a whole dopey story, no, Auntie Martella. Trust me.
I do, you know, but, boy, 2 minutes Fred, me not really take the dopey story. Too much dopey story, sister. Because, you know, even at night time when the moon shines and you see the banana leaf, them waving, you think it's dopey.
And then some of them will tear up, shape like somebody, you know, banana leaf.
Yes,
for real.
For real.
So, Auntie Martella, you never see a duppy yet?
No, sir, me never see a duppy yet. Because me never see a duppy yet, sir. And I will tell you, if you bend down, wait now, you bend down and look between your leg, you will see a duppy, but you have to wash your face with rice water. Never do it at all.
Cause me no want to see them. Never see them. Me no want to see no dumpy. Me no want to see no dumpy. You know, Auntie Martella. They say you have people you call dumpy conqueror. Can you tell me who is a dumpy conqueror?
No, must the mother them, the people who tie up their head with the red cloth.
On the wall, the dumpy them and run them out of your house.
Two pencil big behind them ears and them broke dry coconut and spin your roll.
Yeah.
May I tell you?
Auntie Martella, I don't know if you ever hear about the dopey them pan the three wheel coffin.
Mr. Brown.
So, the same one. Bob Marley even captured this in his one of his songs called Hysteria.
Yeah.
Bob Marley sang about that clone, Mr. Brown. Who is Mr. Brown?
Yeah.
I want to know. He is nowhere to be found from Sligoville to Mandeville, upsetting the town, while down in Parade, people running like masquerade. But what a thing in town. Crows, chauffeur driven around. Yeah, we hear about it. That was in the 1960s. And we hear about the drunk of them asking for Mr. Brown. Gary, I heard that they were even on Brunswick Avenue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pass through Joe Blaine and go about their business.
I heard they were all around the island looking for Mr. Brown. I don't know if they found Mr. Brown. I don't know if they ever...
Mr. Brown, you know.
But I guess they knew which Mr. Brown they were looking for.
Yeah, but I won't if I brown there, Jamaica, which one?
I don't think they find Mr. Brown. I don't know. You know, Gary, we come from down in the Brunswick Avenue area, Groves Lane, Irishman area, and there was a house there on Brunswick Avenue where sometimes a part of the year they you have all the curtain, a catch a fire and window. Stone a fling, and you're not seeing nobody.
That short and furniture turn over and glass a broken out kind of thing. Yep.
Yes. You know, recently...
Were there people living in the house, or were there people...
Yes, that house was rented.
Wow.
I remember the house.
Up to now, somebody living, people living at the house.
I remember that house. It's an old-time-looking house, Gary. Old-time-looking house.
Yes, that's how it's designed. Yes.
Yes, the design of old-time-looking
house. So you still
house.
Have the vibration still going through it?
You know, when you watch a movie and you see one house, you see a dopey house that after the house, it look like a dopey house.
It looks exactly like that. Yes, it looks exactly like that. And sometimes of the year, and people would gather up, and you would just see the curtain catch a fire at the window, burn off.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And the house to burn down. The wardrobe.
Things are
short
of the house, and nobody knows inside. They are short, nothing.
All of the clothes in the wardrobe burn up. All of the clothes in the wardrobe burn up, and the wardrobe no burn.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So, Auntie Cecile, hold on, the Auntie Cecile. You know, say, let's say if you go to court, go trust things from court, and you know what I'm paying. Them, they send Dilarance and everything burn out at the house.
Dilarance. I dare you to send Dilarance at people's house.
Yes. that's another thing. And I have a story for that. Hold on, I have a story for that. My auntie and her husband, they used to plant weed. Holy for weed them plant. And police raid.
Like an informer.
Police raid them. And police raid them, they get arrested for the weed because a whole heap of weed them plant. Weed, the police can't catch them in the weed field. And so them have the case in court. And my mother, meet upon this Dilarance man. I don't know if the Dilarance man, according to my daddy, the Dilarance man was abroad. And now the Dilarance man says she must, you know them pint glass there, you have them in a plastic now. Them you can see right through them. Them have kind of corrugated top and the bottom part, plain half-right. It kind of go up in a V. You know them pint glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the man tell my auntie he must put the money. I put a glass, I put the water in the glass, and put the money underneath the money, and light the lamp, and put it, leave it beside it. And the morning, my auntie no see the money, and she say, Daddy, my auntie say, Lord God, then thief the money. And then a couple of a month or 3 weeks after, because, you know, the man write her from America, and say, he got the money.
Oh my God!
He got the money. I can remember clearly because we, my daddy was a professional at telling us, you know, top stories and stories, so to speak. And we would sit around and listen to him because daddy loved telling us stories. Remember, a whole heap of picnic, and that was one way of entertaining us at night because the place is dark, as Dr. F said, very, very dark because we don't have no street light, we don't have no electric light, we don't have no outside light, so just a little lamp we have, and the little lamp just all full up the room where it's in a, right? So everybody sit down in there, so and daddy would tell the stories. And when he spoke about that, every time, you know, he would tell the story over and over and over and over about auntie putting the money. And my auntie got off the case. She got off the case. Yes, she got off the case. She did get off the case.
You know,
say,
this
and what my father. Go ahead, Dr. Eva.
No. Continue your conversation, then
based on those things, you know, you can't help but believe these things because you see so many blatant things happening. Blatant. Even recently in St. Catherine, there was a little boy, I think a little boy had died in his class. I can't remember the exact story, but somebody, if you're listening, just correct me. And the little boy was his friend, and the little boy died. And the little boy take a set upon the next little boy and I kill him. Sometime the little boy get lift up off the ground and fling away. Yes! It coming at the star. It was in the star and the green and everything. Observer went there to witness it. Little boy, a ball, the other little boy, box him down and all them something there. Yes! Yes!
Hey.
Because, as we said, Dopey, we box you. Dopey, we box. Dopey will box you. Yeah.
Don't feel it back to you.
So go ahead, Dr. M. Go ahead.
You know, I'm laughing. I'm really laughing, and it's some of it is kind of funny, and some of it is not so funny. And I think, unfortunately, because of our belief system, especially a lot of people in the country, we put ourselves at a disadvantage for a lot of times you find people were quick to go to the OB man if they are having a medical problem, not a spiritual problem, a medical problem. Instead of going to the doctor, the physician, them go to the spiritual physician, and hence either some of them really lose their lives because of their belief system, believe somebody is harming them. This is why they're having this particular problem. And I think a lot of people who have symptoms that's developed into chronic and acute problems is because of this spiritual belief of the Obiaism and all of that. And when a lot of the time it is not those Obia things, they're having a medical problem. Hey, your foot have a sore on it. What happened to that foot? With this? How comes my foot just have sore on it? Because somebody did walk over like a powder, and from me walk over the powder, or from me go over Miss Jones' yard, once me come back, me see my foot start to swell up, and then it have this thing. Not to think about. So instead of going to the doctor and find out why my big toe has a sore on it now after the swelling, they go to the witch doctor, and the witch doctor tell them all kind of thing. Maybe poor Miss Jones don't have nothing to do with even thinking about anything. Here is the problem. The problem you're having on your toe, you have undiagnosed diabetes. It just so happened that when you go over Miss Jones, the foot did just swell out and you notice it, and then afterward it starts to get necrotic, or you know, you bounce it, and then you know you start to get a sore. And instead of you really going to the medical doctor, seeing about it, when you go to the witch doctor, the doctor tell you all kind of stuff, and I'm thinking sometimes some of this is true.
A bush doctor tell I promise Jones now.
Exactly. And by time you know realize what go on, and you go to the medical doctor, it's too late.
Uh-huh.
So I think a lot of time with our belief system and all of these stuff, and I'm not, you know, I don't have a story where I ever see any of these folks at all. I just think some of them is delusion. Some of them, you know, you may be smoking something. Some of them.
I honestly, with all due respect, Dr. Ev, I honestly believe them that the thing exists. I honestly believe, and I'll tell you another story. My sister used to live at a place called Ellerslie Pen. Right. And you know, say number 5 and number 4 Bering Grung, they close by this. So.
Mm-hmm.
My sister used to love go to Astor Theater at Gary, you're supposed to know the Astor Theater. Go watch.
Yeah, man.
To go
man,
watch.
My uncle used to work there.
Watch show Friday, Cowboy show Friday night time. And my sister left us there. At home, me and my nephew. And I tell her something. And my body grew cool as though I said my body raised. And I tell her something, as a little girl, I'm laying there in the bed. And then come this walking at the door, this walking. And the foot keep walking. And anytime I'm expecting to see the whatever is walking come through the door. And
nice.
I can't see nothing come through the door. And I have the cover over my head and just my eyes. I look out because I want to see a walk. And the walking, they walk. And when... In the morning, I wake up because I look like me drop asleep. And when my sister came in the morning, she was saying that when she came, there was this woman walking out of the house.
Oh, God.
This woman, when they came, she and my nephew's father, when they come up on the veranda, the woman just walked right past them, come outside. And so when I told her what happened, because she didn't tell me that, I started telling her what happened to us in the night. And then, you know, she said when she came, apparently whatever was walking, when they came home, the thing figured that they came home and walk out of the house, walk past them.
Oh, my God.
And I heard it. So it's like, I don't know, it's not my mind playing tricks on me. No way. There was another time again when my brother and I went to tie out cow. And, you know, early morning, we walked through the Jewart, go tie out the cow them. And when me looking, you know, I see my brother stop and I steer off like my steer off in a space. And then the boy pick up speed like a Usain Bolt and gallop gun. And I said, no, sir. Me start saying, no, me not tie out no cow by myself. I must have about 5 or 6 cows then. And plus, me afraid to run there, so me run gone if you call them too. And when I got home, me say, me see them, I push up salt in their mouth. I put salt in their mouth and I rub him up with alcohol and then sitting there. Because in same see this woman in this big flowing dress. You know them, all them women they used to in the olden days with them big flouncy dress. But she don't have no head. She only have neck. And the neck just a wiggle like a worm on top of her. So, Daddy had to go tie out them cow there because we no go back around there for them cow there. You see. So sometimes when you hear of these stories, me not think bad about them. Me just honestly feel say they real. To me them real because they happen. I mean them happen to me. We had a grandfather when he died and him no left out of our house. Him not leave out there. Anybody who come there, that man comes to go investigate who is that person. I have an auntie named Auntie Pinky. We call her Fat Auntie because she was a fat woman. And when Fat Auntie came there, Fat Auntie and them woman, they would get up in a spirit and speak in a tongues and go on with some things. And Auntie never knew anything about what was going on in our house. And that night, Auntie get up in a one up a spirit and a speak in a tongues and all that go on, you know. And she said, Who me? Me a Pinky, me name, you know. And in the morning,
wow.
Auntie tell, we say, this man, this tall man. And my mother said, and my father. The tall man came
Uh-oh.
And look in her face and ask her, who is she?
Oh, wow.
And that is how you hear my auntie. You know, me can't tell you all the stories like them. We've been there.
Wow.
But the
thing about it, what I don't understand, well, it's not that I don't understand it. It's only certain people see these ghosts. It's only certain people experience these ghost-like phenomena. What about those people who are not experiencing these phenomena. For example, you had mentioned that your sister had to pull you from walking into a ghost. Do these people who don't experience these, do they walk into these ghosts because we can't see them?
You know, there are times where I have walked through places that you're just, it's just that you feel incredibly cold. Just cold. Or then say your head will raise. And there are times when my head raises.
A feeling just come over you like
come
something just happened right there, but you just don't know what it is.
Same way, Gary.
You get that goosebump or something.
Tell me something. Did you ever investigate about the house that you lived in? Who lived there before and what went on there?
All I did was tell the landlord, you know, say, I don't pin at the house. And she laughed. So me, I say, come like she didn't know that too. So me just left it alone.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
Yeah, man. This dopey thing are real. This dopey thing are real. And I mean, come at me if you want. I do believe they exist. I do believe.
Yeah, man,
and
individual out there will see and feel certain things. And, you know, people born with them kind of...
Yes, yes, them kind of gifts there.
Power there.
To see them.
Yeah, that kind of gift there. Yes, that's
okay. Let me tell you this story again. My grandmother died, and they didn't take her to a parlor. They kept my grandmother in her room, on her bed, pack ice, wrap up in a sheet and pack ice on her. And then they rub up all kind of seasoning, black pepper and scallion, and rub it up and they stuff all the openings she had. In her nose, her ears, you know, her vagina, her bottom. They stuff her. Right? My mother
was... plan for joke, huh?
Apparently. My mother was... But when you smell that scallion and thing that they stuff her with, right? Because they pack up a whole heap of ice on her, you know. And, you know, she wasn't going to be kept like a 10, 20 days or so on. 3 days then bury her, right? And when the scallion that I smell, I remember as a child distinctly because we as cousins used to go and peep inside of my grandmother's room. And when we peep in there, we used to go, you know, just peep. And I remember peeping in there, going to peep, and all of a sudden somebody pushed me. They pushed me from the door, and I was like inches away from touching her body. And believe me, everything, me peepee up myself, you know. And me peepee up myself that day. Somebody pushed me in at the room, and I never went back to look again in the room. Never. Yeah. And and when
my sister then push you.
Yes, my sister pushed my man. One of the big ones then pushed me up in there. And I tell you, when I can't remember the smell of the rottening scallion. The scallion never smell like when you season up meat to go cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember now when my daddy took dying in the Spanish Town Hospital. I spent the night at my mother's house. And the morning, you know, before the morning, I smelled the same scallion thingy. The same scallion, but it's not the scallion you'd want to cook. Some rotten scallion. Smell rotten. I'm not joking. And I sprang out of the bed because it's just like the smell wake me up. I run to the front room to my mother. I said, Mama, you smell? And she said, yes, me smell it. And your granny can look for your father. Just like that.
Oh, God.
Just like that. Just like that.
Wow.
Just like that. So wow. I wasn't the only one who smelled it. She smelled it too.
So I think that sometimes, the familiar smell or sound that a friend or family member, when they want to identify themselves, I guess it seems to me like that familiar sound, they will utter that or that smell would show up, and you would be able to identify them to know that
yes,
that's who they are.
Yep.
Yes, that is
yep.
true because they used to use particular perfume on them. And when they smell that perfume, that's why I never love couscous.
You know.
I never love couscous. Because couscous is what they use.
Man. Couscous
is
the only perfume we have in Jamaica. Couscous.
Couscous is the perfume that they use. And I'm dead. So when you smell couscous, you're like, Lord God,
you know,
the person come around. You know,
yeah,
so then they bought.
Yeah.
But then again, let us look at all the buried deads in Jamaica and what they do when they're burying dead. When you bury them with.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a husband died. They would the wife would take cut off some of her pubic ear from off her pum pum and put it in him and in her gloves. That him don't come back. You know, that him come back for sexual intercourse with her. Because you know, as they say, you know, more come back and I've heard where dopey come back, man come back come have sex with his wife, our wife come back come have sex with the husband and cause problem. So those are some of the things. Because I've seen it, and then again, what they also I heard that people do. Suppose you have somebody and a person or a wicked person, wicked obia worker, so to speak. People that say obia worker, they would use common pins and stick up in the bottom of their foot.
Wow.
That them can't walk. And I've often heard where people dream, so people say, oh, they can't walk because every time they walk, their foot a stick. Their foot, yes, it stick them under their foot. The people get dream from dead people. Yeah, so that's a one thing they do. They stick up pins in their foot bottom that they can't walk to come and bother anybody. So you know, they say after 3 days and the dopey rears, 3 days they know to them raise and you know then nine night time when you go set up you can't you're supposed to walk when you're going to your house you're supposed to walk just walk in your house there, like you must walk back way because the dopey the dopey follow you go home the dopey now can't come in with believe you're going towards them. So when you walk back, we're going out. You don't confuse. The dopey confuse I'm going in your house. The dopey believe you know, yeah, come, I walk, I come. But sure enough,
so,
people do these things.
By the way, is dopey afraid of living or is the living afraid of dopey or vice versa?
Them say,
and they live in fear of dopey, man.
Them say, some dopey afraid of living. Because, I've heard where, people afraid of living, people afraid of dopey. And quite a few times I've spoken with persons who work at the funeral homes or the morgues or so on, and talk to them about how them feel, you know, about dopey. And them say, they're not afraid of dopey because the person is dead. As we know, the person is dead, lifeless there. And the person dead, lifeless, and that's just it. Them not feel no way, you know, if you dress the person or, them dead. But then they hear about dopey afraid of living people. You know, dopey run when they see you because, you know, they don't want you to see them and all them things. Yeah. But truth and in fact, dopey do exist. Dopey do exist. All the rolling calf. Talking about rolling calf. You know, rolling calf. They say when a person who used to run cow, you call it run cow. I used to have cow. Them turn rolling calf. And I've heard so many stories of rolling calf and whooping boy. You know,
whooping boy. What's that?
Yeah, whoop. Okay, the whooping boy now is a boy who run the cow. So you know, and then he would you're like whoo, and then he would flash the whip. You know, when he whoop, he'd flash. And daddy told us stories about that too, you know, whooping boy. Daddy told us a story about, tonight, as we said, tonight, a story time. Dopey story time. So daddy told us a story about his father coming from market go sell coal and I come home in hours of the night. And he heard this, whoo, pie, you know, like you're slashing the whip. And daddy said his father told him that he hid in the bank. And when him look and see just one little something on the road, I come and make all that noise. And my body I grow cool, you know. And then daddy said his father came out and said, wait, are you going to make so much noise? And the thing took off down the road. But by the time the thing took off down the road, daddy said his father ran down the road, the parochial road right there by Cow Market, and ran and went across the river. And he said by the time he got to the other side of the river, the thing was right there on the other side of the river. It was a big old cow, big old bull, gnawing and snorting and carrying on. You know, my body had grown cold. And daddy was on, daddy's father, grandpa was on the other side of the river. And that was what that grandpa told him. So after he called to the thing, I said, wait, are you going to make so much noise? The thing just bolted off down the road. And luckily, daddy said, luckily, his father said, luckily he took off, see him, we are run down the river and cross the river before the duppy run back down the river for him. And a big old, because daddy said the sound of it, it sounded like he was coming with a big herd of cow. And it was just this little thing alone, all this noise. Yeah. So, yeah. Duppy exists. Duppy exists. Me want to safely say, Duppy exists. Duppy do exist. So, 661-467-2407. Call me and tell me your Duppy story, no? Yeah, man. Because Duppy really out there. Duppy out there for real. And you know when, especially when night dark, and especially in them country places where you have to walk through, you know, coffee walk or banana walk or so on. Yeah. Coffee walk or banana walk for getting your No, sir. Yeah, man. You have to walk in a banana walk or a coffee walk. Yeah. Hold on. Banana walk or a coffee walk. Fit something there. Wait. Somebody asleep? Somebody asleep on me?
No. Nobody's sleeping.
I must be a
ghost coming through.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so we continue talking about Duppy in Jamaica, and so if you have your Duppy story, call me and tell me your Duppy story. 661-467-2407, and on your keypads press 1 to tell me about your Duppy story. Yeah. So
it in the Dr. in
M.
The Duppy, the this Duppy Duppy institution. So to me now it seems like when somebody die, them just barely exist in a different dimension. And some people have the ability to see them because you're able to see in that dimension. And some people have the ability to hear them because they can communicate audio with that person. And some of them can physically see them. I'm wondering, and I mean, probably this is not a question and we can answer you, you know, what a uniqueness about a person who can see a ghost who is supposed to be in a different dimension, you know?
I honestly consider those persons gifted, and I don't envy them because I don't want any ghost encounters where I see them like without me being asleep or hearing them, you know, without seeing them. I wouldn't want to be in that situation. never want to be in that situation. Probably Gary can tell us something about that. Hey, Gary.
Yeah, Auntie Cecile.
Okay, Auntie Martella. Yeah, you can tell us something about that. The uniqueness the persons who can see and not only just hear them, see them.
Yeah. My grandmother husband, he used to can see them, right? I don't know why, but he always seen it. You see, when they put up the light first, they run electricity in Sligoville.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother have a shop right on the roadside there. The shop is still there because my mother operates in the shop now. And he always sits on the bench, my grandmother husband. And he said, like 6 o'clock, the duppy them come. And they use a piece of stick and them touch the light, touch the wire and I say, what is they put up? Uh-huh. Come, look. And them juke it.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, because they never see that yet.
No, remember them are old people. They never did it when they was alive.
Oh.
So, you know, they just noticing something new and they want to know what it is.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and then he could come and tell us. And then Auntie Cecile, you see the wooden boy. You said the wooden boy is the one that run the cow, but the rolling calf is the man them that slaughter the cow and then become the rolling calf.
Oh, the rolling calf, the butcher.
Thanks
for
that.
Yeah, the butcher. Right.
The butcher turned the rolling calf, yes.
And them is the rolling calf.
Wow.
And then, yes, Auntie Cici, you said, the thing real for true, you know, because my brother, just when we live in Clagoville, when like I was like 10 years old, my brother, a man used to live next door to me. All right, he me and Mr. Rose, right? But my little brother, every day he go over there, right? And he used to send the little boy go buy £1 of corn meal, and me no remember what kind of meal, but something to mix the pound of sugar and some little milk stuff that my grandmother used to send. And me I tell you, you know, every time you know the little boy go over there, the man send him a shop to buy the thing, right? So he's dead now. You see, when he's dead, my God, the man in the same way, he's dead and then burying, and the little boy is still called the little boy if he come by it, you know?
Wow.
Tell you, and it's cute, you know? He called the little boy, and I tell you, the little boy takes sick. And my mother said, Jesus, you come. The mother go talk to him like, oh, man, you come to kill me, pick me. And me know, my mother used to stop me and tell my mother, fight him. Yeah, tell him,
wow.
Fight the thing for two. And she has to tear me, little brother, and rub him up there, rub him with some up. This boy must have been sick out. And he just, I tell him, God, and when we how we smile and we ask, and my mother said, this Jackie come and I call the little boy every day to buy the corn and the sugar and the milk.
Mm-mm.
And the little boy goes,
I have heard said Dopey call your name at night time. And you know, there's a I don't know what to say this, but in Jamaica I heard why people get like they call people yard name because for shield your good name from Dopey.
Oh,
you know, Dopey come call your name, you know?
So then
Dopey come
so then
call
you
your name.
Name.
Yes, fit up in a call your right name. So
yes. And then when you're dead, when your wife dead or the husband dead, them always make them put, you see, you live in one, put on a shirt, a pants for sleeping. Instead of sleeping in a nightie, then sleep in a pants so that the person come, then can't get nothing.
No. What I heard is that you supposed to something there. You're supposed to have some ear after your pubic hair and give to the duppy. And again, if you're just if you eat and leave some if you eat and leave some of your food, you have to put pepper in it. I doppy I got eat on some of it.
Right.
And
you know what?
And I say again, if you hear your name called one time a night time, you know, answer your first call. Then you can't call it more than one time. So if you hear, no, answer the first time. Don't answer the first time, because if you answer the first time, a dopey call you. So, yeah, it's a lot of things about we hear about Jamaica, in Jamaica about dopey and all of that, you know.
But Auntie Cecile, I don't think the dopey them so prevalent like first time, you know.
Well,
I don't think so, because remember first time, you know, the dopey them never used to go to the morgue and under the ice so much. So now they go into the morgue and the coal killing them. They're not going to kill them second
time.
Coal
kill them again. The coal kill them more than one time. They're dead again. Yes, they're dead again.
Yeah. But first time I was like 3 days and they're out there.
And
they're
out, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're buried like no ice now on them and they're buried. But, you know.
And just bury raw, so. Raw.
Yes. So that is
yes.
Mm-hmm. I think so, man.
Wow.
Those were the days when we used to run from Duffy.
You know? Well, I tell you, man, I tell you, Dopey, for me personally, I believe that there are Dopeys. There are this energy.
Yeah.
The energy continue. And it manifests itself in animals, you know, like, do you say Dopey bat, you know? Dopey bat, you know, I say one Dopey, a dog, a Dopey. And Auntie Martella, black puss. Mm-hmm. Right there where I used to live, off of the Sligoville Road, to be honest, quite a few people have told me that the past year in the nighttime, and they see this dog, and the dog eyed them bright like a bulb. One night there were some guys who said they were going down the road and they passed the dog and they said Dopey, and by the time they reached around the corner the car shut off and they had to coast the car down the hill and park it in front of Mr. Smith's yard, because that is where the car just run down the hill without any power and go just stop in front of Mr. Smith's gate, and they couldn't start the car. They had to leave the car there until the next day, then go back and start the car, and the car started very, very easily. So what you said to that,
so,
you know?
So
you
when
know,
you,
what you,
when
said
you
to
used
that?
To live there, Auntie Cecile, if I feel any funny way, when you used to live in that house?
Of course, Auntie Martella. Of course. It used to, I tell you, I used to be so afraid. I never knew the person who lived in the house until recently somebody told me who lived in that house, who owned the house, this man who owned the house. And the man I saw, I couldn't see, as I said before, I can't see ghost or Dopey. I have to go sleep first and I see them in my dream. And I went to sleep, because when I moved to that house, it was the house. I had a lot of people there with me. My sister was there. My cousins were there. And, you know, until everybody left, because they were so fascinated with the house, because you could look over into Kingston from that little ledge. So it was like we enjoyed it until I was there by myself and I start hearing things at night, like the roof would be coming off at night, like about 2 o'clock in the mornings, like the roof, like somebody up there tearing them off and throwing them away, and it used to freak me out so badly. And then it would be so windy, like the wind is going to blow down the house, and you know, I used to say, oh my goodness, I can't deal with this. So I used to go to my mother at nights and stay there at nights, and then I would put on my clothes and come up in the mornings and just chill before I go to school. But one morning, though, I came up and I was getting tired of it. So one morning when I came up, I laid on in the bed with my shoes on and everything, just waiting, you know, just getting a little 15 minutes before I get up and go down the road to the school. And somehow I heard the door creak. and the door creaking in my sleep. I'm looking, I look towards the door and I saw this man. I'm like, what are you doing here? To the man. And he said, he was just smiling at me and he said, why are you afraid of? And I found myself calm down and talking to the man like, I don't know, but I'm just afraid. And the man said back to me, don't be afraid, man. I'm going to take care of you. And just like that, the I stopped feeling afraid, and I would not go to my mother. I would just stay home and sleep, and you know the children would go to school from up there, and everything was going on fine and nice, and everything. Experience where this thing came on the bed and laid on beside me.
What?
And just like Gary had said, you feel the thing depress the bed front, and you feel the cloth drying over me, the material cloth drying over me, and the whatever it was, person, thing, whatever, laid on and stretched out beside me. And just like how it happened, it just came back off, and it just crawled back over me. And in the morning, my nephew, without me prompting him or anything, telling him anything, told me that he saw a man coming out of the room, and a short man coming out of the room. And it was the same man that felt at who I saw. And when this person told me about the man who lived in the house, I mean, honestly, Auntie Martella, I got scared all over again because, I mean, like, whoa, nobody told me who lived in that house. I never knew who lived in that house. But this man never left the house. He never left the place, never left it. And everybody who would come there would say to me, say, oh, wow, the place is haunted. The principal would tell me the place is haunted. Everybody would tell me the place is haunted. And I would still be there until it got to the point where I had to leave there. It was so frustrating for me. It was so terrifying. I dreaded nighttime. My sister came there one night, and my sister slept with us. And she didn't tell me the same time when she got up the morning or when she got to leave. Or she told me about months after that when she came there, she was going into the bathroom in the morning to get a shower. And she said this, she saw this little brown man, and he was just rushing to get into the the bathroom. And she's the same sister who I say I don't envy, because she can see ghosts. She can see Dopey left and center, and I don't envy her. A couple of times I've been walking with her, and she like night, and she like yank me close to her, you know, just push me out of the way and say, and then she, you know, see me go walk up in a man. You know, she always say, you know, see me go walk up in a man. And again, she used to live on the Slagoville Road, a little house there, and she told me that the house used to shake at night time. This little old man used to run. She used to see him running and the man run underneath the cellar. And once the man run underneath the cellar, the house used to be shaking. There was a little house on the side of the road going up between 5 miles and between going up to Mr. Bennett's shop or somewhere up to that corner. And she said the house used to shake. And she saw one day, she see the man, somebody was picking some ackee. And she see the man stand up on a tree. The man have on a little, like, braces, the pants have on braces. And she see the man and look up in the ackee tree. And she said she go down there and tell the person, if you come out of the ackee tree, come down. Because the man was looking, you know, as if the man was upset. Yeah, the Dopey was upset. But for real, Auntie Martella, Dopey, them exist. And I dare somebody to call me and say they don't exist. I dare somebody to call me and say they don't exist, because I have
had
my experiences with Dopey or with spirit, mm-hmm. or, you know.
A spirit.
Dopey.
We call him
so
spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Auntie Cecile, Miss Pinky was your auntie.
What? Where?
Aunt, she used to live a 5 mile man. Miss Pinky,
no,
she's fat.
No,
I'm grown.
That she was my auntie, Miss Pinky. She was my auntie. But I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
I have a sister who lived further up the road. Not my auntie. Further up the road.
Yeah, but I know, but you was talking about Auntie Pinky, so I was asking, is the same Auntie Pinky where I know from 5 miles?
Yes.
Is it
your auntie? She's my auntie.
Okay.
She was my auntie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was
She lived in that little,
yeah, she was,
when it, when, lived in that little gully, like, place. Yeah.
Right.
She was my
right
auntie.
Down there where big, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had known her. She used to go to the Baptist church.
Yes. She used to sell another market too. She used to sell oranges and eggs.
Yes. She and my granny was best friend. That's why I know.
Okay, Miss Pinky, man. We used to call her fat auntie because she was fat. I think Dr. Ev thinks she gone to sleep. So I heard something in the background. So I know she got to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Gary got to.
I think Gary has gone from the board. So yes, people, we're talking about Dopey and, you know, Dopey stories and remembering Dopey's in Jamaica. And as Gary came on and tell us, Dopey not only that Jamaica, Dopey there everywhere, mm-hmm. everywhere, Dopey there everywhere, because the energy is transferred. I don't know where it transferred to, but that energy, it doesn't die. So I guess that energy goes into something else, going to something, you know, and sometimes it manifests into itself, into an animal, you know, into somebody or come back looking like themselves. But we know in truth and in fact that is not the person, but it's just the manifestation or the energy that's been transferred. Yeah, that is how I see it.
But I think, you see, if you can see them, they will try to hurt you, you know. But if you can't see them, they're not about to hurt you. That's the way I think.
Why? Why?
Yeah,
me no want to see them,
you don't want to see them. But, you know, when I came to America, maybe 2018 or so, some time ago, before I go home and come back, until. So I got a job in New Jersey. And then when I was leaving, another girl, she came to get the job. So the two of us was in the same bedroom. So they have two small beds. So before I leave, she would come, like a week before I leave, she would come to know the job. So she came and we went to bed. And the next morning when she wake up, she said, "You know, say, oh, you staying here with this man?" "Oh, you staying in a room here with the man?" I said, "Which man?" She said, "Last night the man tried to hold me down, you know, on the bed. You know, hear me a ball out." I said, "I don't know what man in here." She said, "Yes, what man?" So me tell her, say, "I must say the old man, the lady husband, because the lady tell me her husband dead. The husband go to bed the night and he never wake up."
Mm-mm.
So it's like the man, but me don't know. The man must be in man no trouble me, you know. Cause because every night, you know, so before me go my bed, me put a whole heap of clothes on the bed, the one where nobody on. So me put things on them. So me don't know if the man say on it. But she tell me say the man hold her down, you know, and now she ball out. Me say, "Sister, me don't know about." And you know, because of that, she never take the job, you know.
Wow.
The girl don't take the job. She said, "Me no want the job, Baba. Me I go back."
You know, I just speak about that same sister who I tell her about. She, you know, said she got a job at this nursing home. And when she got the job at the nursing home, she said, there was always a lizard coming in the place, but she said no, she licked the lizard one night. She got licked the lizard one night. Remember, you know, at home where people die constantly from, you know, golden age home. I said she got licked the lizard the night, and when she licked the lizard the night, wow, she said a piece of growling and carrying on going out of the window the night. And she say the other people they were saying that my first them ever see something like this, because they always see the lizard and nobody never trouble the lizard, and she got trouble the lizard, and it looked like she awakened something. And yeah, for the whole night them tortured for the whole night. They got tortured by this lizard. So sometimes, as I say, you know, yeah, sometimes, as I say, them come in all kind of shape and form. Then come in a bat, then come in a puss, then come in a dog, then come in love come in a puss. Then love come in a puss.
Me tell you something. Me tell you something. Me used to live at St. Martin, right? And so me and two of my girlfriends, we rent a house up in the hills, but a pure Asian live up there.
Okay.
Because when you rent place up there, so no, it's cheaper than when you go down in the town and so.
Mm-hmm,
so we
rent
a house up in the hills with, and it's a pure Asian. We see every night, we see when like 7 o'clock, them come and they lick some pan. Boom, 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 boom. Make pure noise on your head, you know. And one night, me look out and me say, me tired of you now, you know. You know, so me tired. Me tired of you now, but me cuss them now, you know. Me say, me tired of you because me know where we come up here so can live amongst you for. Because you know, call all kind of
people.
What did the man say? The man say, like, you know, I'm going to make you no fart tonight. Me say, you see the night, girl. Me say, me back, crash me. My girlfriend, they said, Martella, what happened? I said, no, look at something in my back, a crawl or something. Because I couldn't sleep the whole night, something in my back. I jump up. So, you're one of them. You remember me telling you, enough of trouble, the Asian, them. Because one of them, they were voodoo. I said, but man, we tired of them, man. Every night, at the same thing. And they like, man, talk about him. I said, I'm going to find him. I said, me say the thing I'm here telling you, know, my next girlfriend, she was asleep in her shorts. And at night time, you know, me say, she said, one little man company bed, you know, and he said, my one jump up and down for me. And we say, girl, you know, tell us not to wear shorts. And I tell me say, yes. Me say, she said, me say, me have to fight the man, you know. One little short man come in her room, and he jump up and down for me. And me say, I'm here fight. You don't hear me ball out. Me say, we don't hear nothing. She said,
wow.
And we tell you, so we have to left up there, no? Honest to God, we have to leave from the Asian town. Yeah, tell you, man.
But you know, so Asians, them always practice voodoo and them something they, you know, always practice.
Everywhere
them
bring it with them.
Yeah. So, and I just call alone, you know, you have Jumbie.
Yeah.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Boogie, you know, Dopey, Spirit, Ghost, all these names are given to people when they're dead. And and a lot of people don't believe that these things are real. I mean, call it what you want. I mean, don't quote me. This is just my opinion. Definitely, I do believe ghosts do exist. And you know, Auntie Martella, I always say, whenever I'm buying a house, you know, because when I was going to buy my house, I kept looking at these houses and look how long these houses were built. And I'm like, houses are from 1940, 1960. I'm going to say, my house, how long are we doing at them? Because I don't want to come downstairs and come see Grandpa drinking coffee in a kitchen. No.
True, man.
Mm-hmm. Those houses have gone through generations. I don't want to be in those houses. So when I look at houses to buy or to rent, apartments, them not old and so on, but still, you know, I look at stuff and you know, there my daughter has a house that she rented out in Virginia, and this weekend they were looking for the woman, people calling her, family members calling her, and nobody could find her until they called the police, and the police went to check, and she was dead inside the house. And shortly after that, as soon as the furniture clean out, somebody rent it and live in there. I'm like, my God, me not even staying at that one. So sometimes you don't even know.
No, you didn't.
You don't even know
what
had gone on in a house that you're buying or you're renting.
Yes. Right. Yes. It's true.
I will
it's
never.
True.
I don't care what nobody wants. I will never buy an old house. No. Unless still afraid. Me afraid because me grow country. Me afraid. Me afraid I don't
myself.
Me afraid.
Me self, sister.
Me afraid of Dopey. And that is not going to leave me, Tom. Me afraid of Dopey. I mean, I had this girl who came to stay with me here in my house. And the girl have the audacity to tell me, you see something, Pastor, sir? And I'm like, no, girl, don't do that in here. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that because there's nothing in my house. There's nothing in here. So don't tell me about if me see something pass. Nothing. Absolutely nothing pass. Right? Pass. It's just your imagination taking hold of you. So.
Of course.
Yes, people. This has been such an exciting show. I mean, we are talking about Dopey. Imagine Dopey. Dopey stories. At night time when you sit down and you hear the Dopey story them and you can't sleep, you lie down there with you can't sleep in a car, all you can see a Dopey.
Yeah, you make sure say you didn't go wash your foot because you know you're not going out.
Anyhow, you never wash your foot before. You're not going to wash it again. You're not going to wash it again. Because when I hear about all the copy-dopy, anybody who hear from Jamaica know about copy, because that's what I bought in the 1970s. Copy-dopy, when this adopy are fling rock stone over everybody. Everybody.
You know about the Kendall crash, dopy.
You see, you see the stones, you know. People say you see the stones. You see stone them drop, but you don't see who are fling them.
Yeah.
You know, see what thing the stone them, but the stone.
Stone them a little bit. But you know, said, when me tell you about the deliverance and the burnouts, a real thing, you know? Because listen, see, you're right. You used to work down at schools, Montmoreland School. You used to write up at the little square there, so?
Mm-hmm.
One small house did they write at the square there, so? Right? And the people them did go get some things from court. Me don't know if a dresser or a bed or something though. But one evening when we are coming out, everything volley pa people stop here and look and fire in the house, you know.
Mm-mm.
And the fire just burn down the curtain them and burn off the things off our dresser and burn off the mattress off our bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the house no burning now.
Mm-hmm.
And the house no burning now. When they call fire brigade and the fire truck come up the out. He all stand up still and he only thinks them in his house born.
Burn up, mm-hmm. Yes. I see that. I've seen that personally. I seen that personally as a child, and as Gary and I were reminiscing on that house on Brunswick Avenue. Right there close to Job's Lane. Mhm. That little old fashioned looking house. Old fashioned
it was a kind of upstairs house.
Yeah, I remember that house up on the hillside. Yes! I remember that house, Auntie Martella. I remember that house right under the square.
Yeah,
I remember
right
that house.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Yeah, man, I remember the house. Yeah, man. I remember that house. But I can tell you, I see this. I see it for real. Seat for real. See the things. The curtain at the window just catch. Start blaze. And nobody at all.
So, so them say a deliverance. People, boy, we don't know.
But you know, it's called poltergeist, and I'm only a child in situations like those. Only a child can see the ghost, and the ghost will talk through the child.
Mm-hmm.
The ghost will talk through the child. So it's called poltergeist. It's a noisy or troublesome spirit, and only a child can see this. And even in the incident in St. Catherine where the little boy was being thrown about by the ghost, and this boy, CVM, the observer,
TVJ.
The star, TVJ, all of them go there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
Recently?
And I think a couple of years ago.
Okay.
A couple of years ago in St. Catherine. I should have checked to see where in St. Catherine this was. Mm-hmm. But.
Oh, my
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
So we know about ghost story, dopey story.
Boy in Jamaica, man. The little boy. Dopey beats boy. Yeah. Dopey backs the youth in the night. Yeah. So, okay. Yes, in the Jamaican Star, I think this is the same story. Where the Duppy is accused of throwing stones and, you know, box down people and all in something. Yeah.
Mhm. So a couple of years ago, I think they had a house in Spanish Town too, where people. Afraid to pass because every pass them pass, stone was throwing out at them. In Spanish Town, in the town area. I think a Burke Road, somewhere there though, but annoying is in the town. And they were showing it. Every time they pass, stone throw out at them or box or something. Yep, sister.
Yeah, man. Doppy, Jamaican Doppy stories.
Let me tell you what. You remember when the courthouse burned down in a Spanish Town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the courthouse did burn down. That time my baby father, you know, he's still a fireman. And them, when they call him, they go for out the fire. And may I tell you, say yes, sister. You see, them say when they lick down the door, something pass them like jet.
Wow.
Like chain them up and them a run. Like, you know, rolling craft with Jesus Christ. They say when them bust down the fire door, you know, something just run past them. I hear jiggy ding 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 and I go down the road. Woo woo, nice.
Wow.
Like, you know, when something chain up, something, and they say, everybody just shocked. I said, what that man? I want that pathway.
Wow.
When
me said, wow.
Over, tell me, me say, oh my God. So you may say, you're lucky. They never knock. He said, man, when we lick down the thing, because it's a flame, you know, and but the door is like the fire, keep them inside and can't come out until them burst down the door and it's something they just run out upon them, you know. And then everybody have to just ease off.
Yeah, because even the same story I'm telling you about the Duppy beat the boy. A pastor went there, and he was saying to the Duppy, like, lick him again if you think you're bad, and the Duppy licked the boy again.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So people, you know, we might take it for a joke or something, but in Jamaica, it's a real serious thing where people still believe in Duppy in Jamaica. People still do. Believe in Duppy in Jamaica. I mean, apart from, you're afraid of gunman and something, but people still afraid of Duppy. That's a fact.
But gunman, they're not afraid of Duppy. The gunman, they're afraid of Duppy.
Well, they're not afraid of Duppy because they walk any hours a night. Yeah.
Mm.
So, Duffy. Auntie Martella, you know, thanks a million for sharing tonight with me. Dr. Ev left me.
Very...
I heard her. I heard Dr. Ev snoring. So I don't know what happened. Me no know she tired. So. Yeah, but in all, people, we you know, Duppy do exist. There's a story, a person told me a story about the Bagua Gorge, and so one night he was coming from the Bagua Kent through the Kent village coming through, and he said when he got to the corner, the notable corner, what the corner name again, Ribbits corner or Roberts corner, whatever you call it, he heard like there was a lot of crying and corner at the river. So he said he was expecting when he turned the corner to see a lot of lights and thing, you know, something mm-hmm. happening. And when he turned the corner, it was all stillness down there. Nothing was going on. Nothing. And he when he drove up to the bridge and turned, there was not a sound. You know, there were probably like two cars with him going, you know, in the same direction. But all in all, there was nothing, not a sound going on at the bridge. And he wondered, what was it he heard? What was it he heard? There's another story again about a man who his car went over in the corner, not at the flat bridge, but in the mm-hmm. corner, Ribbit's corner. And this guy was telling, I think he told the newscaster that when he was trying to save the man, somehow the man, there was this bright light shining from the man's mouth or the man's teeth. Like the man have a false teeth in his mouth, and the light was so bright, he could never take the man out of the car.
Yeah.
And eventually the man drowned. And when the man drowned, when the man died, the light just disappeared. But something around that bridge, something, nobody can tell me that. Something around that bridge. You know, I drove on that bridge. I drove over that bridge for 4 years going to school. 4 years going to Dintel. 4 years. 4 years going to Dintel. And I thank God that we never have an accident around there, because sometimes you come on the road, black up, and you see somebody, a car gone over the flat bridge, a vehicle gone over the flat bridge. Vehicle. And I think about a couple of years ago, there was a little IS van that went over there, and all of them died except one boy. And they say there was a bunch of gay guys in the thing. There was a pastor. We say it was a gay pastor. And he had a whole ton of them. And a couple of them joined. And this boy said he didn't know how he came out of the vehicle, because he said he felt a hand hold him and draw him through the window. And that was how he was saved. Yeah, and this is a story he told to the gleaner.
My goodness. So
he doesn't know what saved him, but he just knows him feel a hand go down in the water and, you know, the hand pull him out. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, say that bridge they tried to put rail on it, you remember?
Yeah.
They try to put up rail on it, and nothing can stay on it, you know?
Yeah.
Everything
bridge,
they try, wash away.
That bridge is something else. That bridge is something else. And I don't know what can they do to the bridge. And even, I heard now that they have put a gate. They put a gate somewhere in the gorge, and at the when you're coming from Spanish Town, they put a gate right there by the dam head where you can't go through. Once the river start come down, you can't go through there. You can't. They won't let you through. Mm-hmm. They won't let you through, because people carelessly go around there and get themselves killed.
That's a good idea. They had a stoplight there before. So maybe the stoplight still couldn't work, so they have to put a gate.
I don't know. People race to get on the bridge. Race to get on the bridge, and you wonder why? Because having the knowledge that this bridge is so dangerous, why would you want to, you know, get on the bridge, and hey, why would you want to get on the bridge and you know, with such haste? Probably they just want to make themselves into dopey.
Yeah, but no, you know, if you don't have to drive there, you know, if you don't want to. Because only people definitely going...
Mm-hmm. Who live in that area, live in the Kent Village area, would normally go...
But if me live Kent Village, I'm not want to drive on the bridge. Me drive a Sligoville. The road, they have such a good road. Come down to, what you call it there?
Jackson.
Yeah, and come on, when you reach it, yeah, Jackson. And come down. Easy, only because a little more distant. But I don't like go there, honest to God.
No, the flat bridge is one dangerous bridge. Very, very dangerous bridge.
That was original bridge. But but they have bypass now. You can't put without going there.
Yeah, that's true. So people, we have been talking about Dopey, and if you yourself. Give a feedback, you know. Call me. Let me know how you enjoy the show. And I see quite a few people on the board, and, you know, just a few people wanted to say something. Una just not say nothing at all. Nothing like una not know about Duppy, or una never hear about Duppy, or una never. Some people see Duppy already, you know? Una see Duppy and know Duppy, and una not say nothing. But I thank you all for listening tonight. Thank you all for listening to the show and tuning in. Mm-hmm. And for those persons who are going to be listening on the replay or the in the archive, I thank you too. So, a couple of shout-outs. Shout-out to my friend Chernelle. Shout-out to my friend Chernelle and to my friend Jeanette. Thank you guys for listening. Gary, thank you for sharing. You've been a faithful friend. Dr. Ev gone to sleep. She not hear no shout-out. She gone to sleep. Yeah, for all of you who, you know, who have listened on the board, you know, who have listened, I thank you all. And come back next week now. We'll have another interesting topic, you know, to think about, to talk about, you know, Duppy. And tonight we talk about Duppy. So we'll be talking about other things tomorrow night, next week.
Sunday night.
Next week, Sunday night. So come back again. Come and enjoy yourselves.
We're giving back to Jamaica to our children.
Yes, 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 yes. And so for you who are listening, you know, we have the Give Back Jamaica program. So we ask you to go to our Give Back Jamaica page, givebackjamaica.com, and go there and show your support for the thing. Join me, join Auntie Martella, Uncle Gary, Dr. Ev, Opton, Terry, you know, join us as we give back to Jamaica. And as the name of the show is All Things Jamaica. We love Jamaica, you know. I love Jamaica. But guess what? Some things when I go on Jamaica, we can't handle it. So, yeah. But in the meantime, go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, and make your contribution. You know, you know, if you give $1 million, you know, anything goes. Give a 10, 20.
Yeah, 5.
Give a 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we take anything. We take anything. And if you're having
$1,
any $2, issue.
We take it.
Yeah, if you're having any issue with giving, just, you know, send us an email at givebackjamaica@yahoo.com. Yeah, we'll get back to you. So thank you again all for listening. And nobody go get no make, but I'm gonna make on a head raise now, you know, can just go on a bed and sleep. Don't be not coming on a bed, all right?
And
make sure on a foot wash. On a foot wash already. Me telling you, you know, should I wash no foot before no come on the show. But make sure so on a foot wash. And no teeth brush and no go on a bed to sleep. No make no duppy. Yeah, no make no duppy bother on tonight, all right? Thank you all for listening to the show, and you all have a blessed night.
Bless
and
you.
Looking forward to a beautiful week. And thank you again, Auntie Martella. And you have yourself a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. And God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you too, Auntie Sis. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.